Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, here in Morning Connection podcast number 198, on our way to 200 podcast. Thank you so much for following through with something that you decided that you're going to do to help you get to that next level and clarity and focus and that feeling of ease, comfort, flow, direction to start moving closer to those things in life that you really want. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life to poke and prod, ask you these questions. There are so many podcasts and blogs and social media sites, people screaming in your ear telling you, hey, this is the right way to think, act, and do, right? And you're taking the time right now to listen to me. I appreciate that. I will not let you down. I'm here every single morning really thinking about this stuff, my passion, my vision to help you through my experiences, my observations. I want to help you create a better life, and it starts with that thinking and you focusing on what it is you really want and thinking about it and thinking about it over again. Wouldn't it be nice if we can just come up with a set of goals or decide, hey, this is what makes us happy in life, and just put our head down and work hard. We don't have to deviate from that plan or those ideas and thoughts and opinions that we had that when we came up with them to the completion. We don't have to change anything. We just put our heads down and just execute the plan. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, you probably already have noticed that. If not you should be noticing, right? That doesn't really work that way. Life is very fluid, meaning that what makes you happy right now may not make you happy later. What worked in the past may not work to get you to the next level. Heck, what you did in the past that worked well may not even work to make you get you to where you are right now. Constantly changing, you have to be mentally and emotionally flexible. And the only way you can identify, observe all the changes that are continually going on is by constantly asking yourself the question, hey, what's going on? What's going on in my head? What's going on in my life? What's going on in the people around me? What are my goals? And that's what this podcast is all about. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. It's really emotional conditioning at the same time because, man, just hanging in there for that next break. And I had an interesting conversation with one of my coaching clients last night. And, you know, I've been working with him and, you know, giving him my thoughts and opinions about maybe some directions that he should go. And, you know, like everybody has their own life. I mean, I just have opinions. I don't care if it's something that I say, your friends say, or your boss says, or people you respect say. They're just opinions. People don't have to live your life. They don't have to live with the decisions that you make. They don't suffer the consequences of poor decisions that you make, usually. And they're not going to enjoy the benefits. They don't have a lot invested in the decisions that you make in your life. So they're just merely opinions. Now, I give my very best, my very best insight. I try to be unbiased in my opinion, totally focused on what can help you become your very best. But it's just an opinion. It's just an opinion. I'm just like everybody else. I'm biased. I have things that have worked for me, didn't work for me, that maybe cloud my judgment. Maybe because I had unusual success in one area of one way of doing things. Maybe I'm biased. I'm too optimistic. And maybe it won't work for everybody. I mean, who knows? Or maybe, you know, I try to be optimistic, but I'm pessimistic. Oh, that won't work. It's really going to come down to you and the decisions you make. And I say this all the time to people. Even a bad decision with enough grit, enough persistence, can turn into a great decision later on. Maybe not on a straight path between point A to point B, but it could. And a great decision on what to do without the proper execution, without enough stick-to-itiveness, right, and mental flexibility, a great decision can turn out to be a bad one meaning that it could be a great idea. Maybe that's everybody would agree. Oh, that's the thing to do. That's super. That's awesome. You should do that. You know it. They know it. But you just don't follow through. That great idea turns out to be less than a great idea because of your execution. The bottom line is you have to take complete responsibility for your life. And I don't care who's talking to you. I don't care how much you respect them. All those factors come into play, even with everything that I tell you. I am not sitting up at the mountaintop saying, do this, do that. I'll give you some suggestions, what I honestly believe, because, hey, you have to have opinions, right? I'm working with my nephew, my 20-year-old, almost 21-year-old nephew, Ronnie. And you can check out this whole journey at skiplacour.com/journey. skiplacour.com/journey. And I call it Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey. And it's bigger because we're working out in the gym 5 days a week, helping him really master his skills in the gym, creating this physical body that he really wants, more muscle, less body fat. It's taking him through that process that, I've been known for over 25 years. What I'm most excited about is the bolder part, building more confidence, the man formation part of it, how to look at the world, how to make decisions, how to, master this goal-setting process and master the psychology of working towards those goals that you've identified, right, in the right mental state and all those type of grit, ambition, persistence, all those great qualities, continually upgrading your skills. Now, if you've noticed during these last few podcasts, what you actually need as far as when you get your mindset, when you decide your goals, some things that you'll need to do to maximize your efforts. So a couple podcasts ago, I talked about how to strategize your actions and why that's so important. Well, first of all, I talked about clarifying your direction a few podcasts ago, why it's so important to get very clear on your direction, getting some help if needed to clarify your direction. It's so important because I don't care about how much enthusiasm, how much passion, how much desire, what great idea you have, you're going to run into inevitable challenges. And if you're bouncing all around just using that hard work ethic and that ambition, you're going to waste a lot of energy. And so when you run up against that mountain sometimes that we all face, you're not going to have as much energy to just work through it. So the more clear you can get on your direction, even if you get some type of help, getting clear, bouncing off, thinking about it, rethinking about it, bouncing off scenarios, it's just going to help you in the long run, clarifying your direction. And then strategizing your actions. I talked about how you come up with a plan to get from point A, where you are right now, to point B, where you really want to be. And again, it's great to have ambition. It's great to have all these great thoughts and ideas and be eager, right, to jump in there. Most people aren't. Maybe you've been at a point in your life where you couldn't take any action because you weren't motivated, you weren't enthused, you couldn't even sell yourself to take action. So just taking action sometimes is a great feeling. It's a great emotion, right? But again, that could be one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, just taking action, feeling good because you're doing something that could take you away from that, what you really want, the results that you want, the Thanksgiving dinner, because you didn't strategize your actions. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Maybe you need to get help doing that, strategizing your actions. Again, because I don't care how enthusiastic you are, how determined you are, what kind of great work ethic you have or great ideas you have, you're going to run into inevitable challenges. So the better your strategies are, even if you have to get help, because many times you've never been to point B. You don't know what that feels like. You can't duplicate a set of strategies. You are making them up. And that's what we all do in most cases, right? Maybe we get a coach, we get a plan to strategize our actions, but we're going to have to make adjustments. There's more than likely you'll have to make an adjustment. So the better set of strategy, the plan of attack, strategizing your actions, the better you can do at that, the more of that energy and enthusiasm you have can go directly into making those goals happen. Then I talked about upgrading your skills, that whole process of what skills, identifying what skills do you do well, and how can you strengthen those up? And then what are the things that you know that you don't do well and they're getting in your way? All right, look, I know you may want to have a skill set. I don't know, speaking Spanish, speaking German. That might be a nice skill set that may help you get closer to what it is you want. But that may not be a necessary skill set to really get you there right away. That may be farther down on the priority list than you really need to do to move forward to make your goal. So you don't have to always strengthen all your weaknesses. I can't speak any foreign languages. You have to just strengthen the weaknesses that are affecting your progress, right? We can't be great at everything, but there are some things that are getting in your way because you need to strengthen up your weaknesses to get to where you want. So it's strengthening your strengths and shoring up, tying up all those loose ends with your weaknesses, right? Today, I want to talk about optimizing your environment as part of this process. So all this stuff that I talk about, you've been following along through all these Morning Connection podcasts, this MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. So now I'm giving you the five steps that you need to do to take all of this knowledge, this insight, this ambition, this focus, and how to really make those goals, plans, and dreams really happen. So during this podcast, I'm going to talk about the fourth element, and that's optimizing your environment. What I was saying is, so I'm taking my nephew, Ronnie, on this journey, the bigger and bolder part. And what I'm most interested in is, you know, him gaining more confidence. Because when you have more confidence, you're more likely to go for all your goals and withstand all those challenges, get other people involved in the whole process, become resilient, more tenacious. The bolder part, and we're going over so many things, psychology from the words that he speaks to himself and to other people, his body language, facial expressions, what he's willing to do, what he's not willing to do. And I know I am making him feel very uncomfortable. If you were to go to skiplacour.com, you go to the podcast section, you go back. So when you see this podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 198, go back a few days and you'll see where we review week number 5. And I did a coaching session. I'm doing a coaching session with him every single week. And this past week, I'll tell you know, I pushed him hard. And at the same time, man, I'm not making the breakthroughs that I believe I need to get him to, my opinion of what it takes him to get from point A, where he's at right now, to point B, what he says that he really wants. I'm not making the breakthroughs as quickly as I want. And so we even got distracted about, you know, reviewing the week, setting goals, because there were stumbling points all along the way during the coaching session where I really had to question how badly does he want this. There's specific instructions that I gave him to follow through with that he just didn't do. And it continually, I'm pushing him hard. Just yesterday in the gym, there's certain things. I say you do, no question, right? The Karate Kid, that he's 20 years old. He doesn't understand some of the things that I'm telling him to do that there may not, in his mind, may be a direct connection from do this, it will equal that. Do this, it will equal that. He doesn't understand that connection because achieving the greatest things in life at the highest level, become that 1 out of 100, things aren't black and white. Sometimes it's intangibles. It's this thought process. It's this energy that you put out to the world. It's this sense of confidence. And so he doesn't want to do all the things that, number one, will make him feel uncomfortable, that he can't directly make the correlation. This will get me here. But if you remember in the Karate Kid, I say you do, no question. Why, hey, old man, why are you telling me to do this? That has nothing to do. I want to be a karate expert. Remember, wax on, wax off, wax the car, and then, you know, paint the fence. And he had no idea why he was doing that. He was pissed off. And Mr. Miyagi telling him to do that, wasting his time. I didn't come here to do your chores. Why are you having me do this? He's tired. You know, he wants to have fun. He wants to go fishing like Mr. Miyagi. He said, I say you do, no question. That's what you signed up for. Just do it. And then there was a scene later on in the movie when he was just, you know, the Karate Kid was just so fed up. He was just so fed up. Why he was doing all those things, you crazy old man. I've had enough of you. And then Mr. Miyagi started doing some moves. And then, you know, the wax on, he was blocking punches like crazy. The, you know, painting the fence, he was blocking. He just came out of nowhere. And the Karate Kid was going, oh, my God, I didn't even know I had these skills. oh my God, when I need it, unconsciously, how proficient I am, right? That's what all the wax on, wax off that he was a kid. He didn't know why Mr. Miyagi was telling him to do those things because he didn't have the life experience. He had never been to point B. Mr. Miyagi had. Mr. Miyagi was spending all his time, energy, and effort. I don't care what this kid thinks. If he thinks it's stupid, Mr. Miyagi isn't doing this for him, his health. Mr. Miyagi isn't doing this, hey, let me do this power over this kid. It was in the sincere desire to offer his experience and insight to help him. And there's a lot of energy that goes out in coaching and mentoring and doing that. You know, it's not just for your own health. It's not just to make you feel good. There's an investment on your coach's part, that person who is helping you too. And so I'm having him do these things. I'm stretching him. I'm making him feel uncomfortable, anywhere from going to Toastmasters, his speaking group, to how he carries himself in the gym. I know I'm stretching him. You know, it's, and I know it's something that he feels uncomfortable, and I'm, you know, and the thing is, think about this. If you listen, and I really think you should go through all these weeks, start with the first coaching session that I did with him on the first Sunday before we went on the journey to every single week. You know, one thing I asked for his permission, I said, do I have your permission to not worry about being politically correct or, you know, sparing your feelings? Now, I'm not going to just be a total jerk and hurt your feelings, just not be totally conscious of it. I am, but can I not worry about that and just do what it takes, what I believe that it takes to be effective and efficient, to get you to what you say that you want? Do I have your permission to not worry about being nice and just worry about being effective? And he said, yeah, you have my permission. I want this. But I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard when someone's beating down on you, telling you things that don't make sense to you. And I understand that. And there's a lot of times, man, I could just tell by his body language, I am deflating this balloon that I believe with 100% absolute certainty that what I am doing is helping him and will help him get what he really wants, even though he doesn't realize it. But at the same time, man, I don't want to hurt the guy's feelings, right? And every single time, I feel like lightening up. And maybe I should lighten up and come back later. But then I think to myself, what is that doing? Making it easier, right? Maybe be more elegant in my approach. I'm just like everybody else. I'm always looking for better ways to become better at what I do. And I don't care how certain I am about the strategies and mindset that I offer to help him get from where he is right now to where he wants to be. I can always be more elegant in my approach. I can always be better as a coach. And so I'm always looking for those distinctions. But sometimes I'm thinking, oh, man, I've got to back off this kid. He's about to cry, or it seems like. And then I'll do a little check-in. He goes, no, I want more. I'm thinking, really? Man, body language does not tell me that. But okay, right? And I still may ease up a little and come back. Still got 15 weeks in this journey. I don't have to break him down all at once. But again, this is in the total sincere desire to help him reach that goal that he says that he wants. One thing that I was talking about yesterday is I would always ask some questions about life, about things that I really know about. How much do you think this guy gets paid? What is this guy? Do you think he can make it in this type of world? I mean, I'm just talking about general people. What do you think about this situation or that situation? And his answer is always, I don't know. It's not even a I've thought about that. It's hard for me to determine with the amount of insight that I have that I can't come up with an answer for. It's not even like with confidence and certainty, I just don't know, but I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. It's like immediately giving up. Immediately, I don't know. I'm just a kid. You're the expert. I don't know. You know, and I just said, look, of course you don't know. Of course you don't know. Nobody knows anything. Who's going to win the game? I don't know. We might as well not even have discussions or ask anybody any opinions about anybody or anything, because we all really don't know. If we can only comment or offer our opinions in a private conversation to the things that we don't know, that we would have no conversation because we all don't know. And you know what? If I ask you or my nephew their opinion on something, it isn't like you're now under some contract, I'm going to hold you against it. You know, just like who's going to win the game? Whatever, Team B, right? And it's a week later, Team B loses. It's like, hey, you know, you promised me that Team B would win. You said that was your opinion. Oh, man, I'm so disappointed, whatever. You know, they're just hypothetical questions. And who cares about this person or that person, whatever I'm talking about? It's a mental exercise for you to think about things in a different way. Give me your damn opinion. I don't know is not even an option. And don't just give me your opinion. Feign. Develop the certainty and confidence that people need from you. That's what a leader is. You know, again, you're really, it's a no-lose situation. You're not being held accountable so much to these hypothetical situations that happen in conversations. You can bow out and say, I don't know. I don't know. So that's something to do. Nobody wants to hear, I don't know. Of course they don't. They know you don't know. All right? So give an opinion. Think about it. If you don't, learn how to get quick on your feet. Come up with the argument, the debate for the opinion you've taken the time to come up with. You had the balls to come up with. Think on your feet and state your argument. It's a great quality to have. You know, and when you start making decisions with simple things that really don't matter, like conversations, somebody's asking your opinion, you'll learn how to make more decisions in your life. You need to make decisions as often as humanly possible. Your life is a series of decisions. Maybe you're sitting on the fence on a lot of decisions in your life. Maybe you've done that in the past. I should do this. I should do that. You don't do it until finally you're just backed into a corner. You've just had enough, and now you're finally motivated, and you finally make the decision. You know, sometimes it's just freeing just to make a damn decision rather than sit and do nothing, whether it ever even turns out the way you want or not. But I'll tell you this, it has no chance of turning out the way that you want if you don't make a decision. So if you're going to eventually have to make a decision anyway, why not learn how to make it now? Learn how to make decisions as much as humanly possible. You need to make those decisions. That's what your life is. It's a series of decisions. It's the one immediately in front of you, the decision to listen to this Morning Connection podcast, not just in general, but every single day. The decision to what state of mind are you in to receive this type of information, and if or when you're going to apply this information to your life. Wouldn't now be a good time? So make as many decisions as humanly possible. Another thing I tell them is that, you know, a leader, someone who walks confidently, has the body language, the leadership skills, you don't turn that on and off, right? It isn't like I'm going to act shy and reserved and sit back most of the time with my family, with my friends, and then all of a sudden when it's time to do a job interview or, I don't know, you're in front of a camera, like I stick a camera in front of his face. All right, you want to be a broadcaster? This is just a silly YouTube video, right? You should obviously be able to ace this, right? Or do well, or be eager to be in front of a camera. A YouTube camera on a little bodybuilder website? I mean, that should be easy. If one day you want to get in front of a national TV audience, you should welcome it. Man, I need to get 100 times on camera, right? Not, oh God, I hope Uncle Skip doesn't ask me to be on camera, right? You got to jump in there. And if you can't jump in there, I'm not even saying perform brilliantly. But I'll tell you this, if you're avoiding it, you're afraid of it, you don't really want to do it, you see it as inconvenience, you're never going to develop this skill set. I mean, not only should you welcome it, you should ask for it. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. You got to make, and those are decisions that you make, you know, every single day. Well, I was talking with a gentleman, that's where I started a few minutes ago during this podcast, you know, he's created a life for himself that, you know, has benefits, but it leaves him wanting more. Let's just put it that way. And I think we all, to some extent, are in that scenario. We could be thankful for where we're at, most of us. Right, I know some of you guys are struggling out there. My heart is with you. That's why I'm here, to help you get through those times. I've been through those times myself. So we can be thankful, and at the same time, there's things that we can improve upon. And so, So it was, you know, to me, again, in my opinion, this is where I started this direction, is that it's simple. Do this, this, and this, and start moving in that direction, make adjustments that way. But he really didn't want to do that. And again, he could do whatever that he wants. I believe that it was going to be very hard to have the feelings and emotions, the sense of accomplishment, all those feelings that he wants, and get the actual achievement, whatever it is that he wants, without moving in that direction sooner rather than later, instead of sitting back and hope being the right set of circumstances just fall into your lap. It wasn't going to happen, and it hasn't happened in his entire life. And it's because of, you know, valuing, you know, certain things that conflict. And those are some things that I talked about in other podcasts. And really, you know, really talking to the guy for a long time, many sessions, you know, I really think that, yeah, there are negative things going the path in life that he really wants. There are, no doubt about it. Just like I don't care when I was achieving all those bodybuilding national championships. I try to tell you, there's a lot of things that I suffered because I wasn't focusing. Not because I'm stupid, not because there's something wrong with me. I wasn't putting my focus in areas of my life, and so they suffered. I don't care what direction you go, there's going to be a downside. So there's a downside for him, just like everything else. But there's really an upside. An upside that may not be consistent with my values, but from everything he's doing, he's getting the results that he's putting in the effort. He's having a certain set of feelings. It's just that he doesn't realize that he's hitting the bullseye. He's shooting that arrow, and he's hitting the exact bullseye for what he wants, and maybe it's on a subconscious level. And he doesn't realize he's getting exactly what he's after, and he's not getting things that he doesn't want. And so, you know, if that's what you want, man, hey, enjoy it. And the example that I use is, you know, whether you have a strict diet, right? Maybe you want to eat in a manner to support a healthy lifestyle, build muscle, lose body fat, whatever it is, lose that weight that you want. And you decide that you're going to have dessert. Well, man, enjoy every bite. You're there anyway. The worst thing is to eat, oh, I shouldn't be eating this, take another bite, you know. Eat some more. Oh, I shouldn't be eating this. You know, you've made the decision. Enjoy every bite. Instead of you're doing something that may not be consistent with your goals in life, eating that cake, so to speak, right? So you're already going to suffer whatever negative consequences for that, right? You know that. But, you know, don't ruin the experience by bitching and complaining every bite you're taking. You might as well enjoy it, right? Get something out of the moment and come back later on. So, you know, if you're enjoying certain things that are consistent with your values, but you're suffering some other things, man, maybe you're not going to change. Maybe you really don't want to change. And you just enjoy every bite. Enjoy the life that you have after thinking about it. And, you know, he has a coach to help him, you know, think about what it is he really wants, because that may not be what he wants. But at the same time, he's not understanding these conflicting values. But the point that I was trying to make, because I had gotten this big discussion, is that what he believes that he has to put in to get to the success, I believe, my opinion is the price that he is willing to pay, the currency, so to speak, to pay for this result is just way off. His idea of the currency is off. And I shared with him tons of stories of my so-called failures that I don't see as failures, that I guess if I lined them all out, they were tough or whatever, but that's just how it works. Now, I can't speak for every successful person, but I'm sure the story is similar. And what I like to, the analogy that I give is like, I want a Mercedes-Benz, and here, I've got $2,000. And you believe $2,000 is enough money to get it, and you don't know why you don't have that Mercedes. You don't know why people aren't helping you get that Mercedes. People are screwing you. Am I stupid? Why can't I get this? It's because you're not paying enough of a price to get what you want. You just don't know. You just don't know the price that it takes. And many times people who struggle don't understand the price those who are getting what they want, the price that they're really paying. And because sometimes when people just love what they do and they're massively successful, they either have already gone through all that pain. They've already gone through it. So they're not, oh, man, I'm just a beat-up old dog. That was so hard. They made it to the other side. mentally and emotionally, so they don't act like it's so hard like you're going through. Right? They don't see it the same way, so it's not going to come across in their stories that I tell. And that's one thing I always try to do with these podcasts. I try to tell you about my pain. I try to remember all the mentors and the coaches who I've had who would tell me the tough times, but it didn't connect because I just saw them as successful. And they could have said, oh, it was the hardest time. Hard has no meaning. Difficult, challenging, it has no meaning. It's really the person's perspective. And when they would say, man, I went through tough times or whatever, I mean, I'm just thinking their tough times weren't as tough as my tough times, so this doesn't apply. You've had it better. And that's a tough thing to do. I'm going to do my best, maybe on podcast 200, to kind of give you an idea maybe of the currency, at least from my perspective, the price that I paid to inch my way wherever it is I am, wherever it is I'm going. But I just have a different opinion about what it takes. What seems like success, what seems like ease and comfort, I paid a huge price for it. And that's all relative, huge, small, big, whatever price for it. But the price that you're willing to pay to get what you want, it may just now may be enough. You're not stupid. It isn't like you can't figure it out. You haven't figured it out yet, but you just, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you think you should have had it by now, and maybe everybody who does have it, how they align their life. It wasn't easier for them. They had the same set of circumstances, or they had the same set of choices. They just persisted. Or maybe there's things that you're enjoying. Maybe nice family. Maybe you have some luxuries. I don't know. You have this, I don't know, nice sound system in your house. And you don't understand that the person who has what you want, that money that you invest in the sound system, so to speak, they spent it on their education. They spent it on coaching. And they weren't sitting around as much as you, even if it's not that long. They didn't sit around enjoying that sound system that you have. So they didn't invest their money there. They didn't get to enjoy it nearly as much as you. And that time and energy went in, that money, that energy went in to achieving that thing that you see them having, and you're going, wow, it's so easy for them, right? So sometimes they pay more of a price, but sometimes their emotional energy, their mental focus, their time is not being divided with some of the things you enjoy that you may say, well, what? Everybody's got to have a sound system. No, not necessarily, right? So I think the thing I want to just tell you is that sometimes that you're not doing anything wrong. It's just getting this combination, like putting all the pieces to puzzle together, weighing things maybe a little bit differently. To make all that stuff happen, you have to really maximize your environment. And that's your physical environment. I talk about your body now. I'm not talking about being an extreme bodybuilder, having, you know, 0% body fat. That's not important. It's just being healthy enough to have the physical energy to go through your day. Right? You have to not just show up for the podcast, not just show up for the work or the job that you're doing, the conversation that you're having, the interview, whatever. You have to have the physical energy to be at your best, right? Your physical surroundings, you know, your office space, where you work, people you work with, we'll talk about that. People is an important thing. But the technology that you use, you know, one thing that I did at the beginning of, you know, this year is I bought two brand new identical computers that are just, you know, literally a few feet apart from each other. Now, and, you know, technology, in my opinion, for what you can produce, I'm producing this all over the world, right? Every single morning. I don't think it's expensive. But some people might say, well, this has enough memory and space. You don't need two. And actually, it's two in addition to my other two. All these things that you see, from the Photoshop artwork on Facebook to the graphics that I do to these podcasts, right? I think, wow, whatever money I'm investing to produce this all over the world, I mean, to me, what of an investment? Well, some people might say, look, you could have all done that on one computer. Trust me, man, I'm slamming this stuff in. You know, here we are, 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want this RAM speed slowed down. I don't want all these hiccups in the way of producing. What am I saying? I do whatever I can to maximize my technology, right? Just one more way to produce more. It's easier for me, right? and, you know, setting up how the computers all share all the information, right? You know, it's kind of like, you ever have a, this project at home and, you know, I'm not a big handyman. I can definitely put my focus and get the job done. But, you know, I'm not one of these guys who tinkers around, well, maybe on computers and things like that. But, you know, and you don't have the right tool for the job. And maybe you really need a screwdriver and you're using a hammer. You could get the job done. But if you were to optimize your environment and get the screwdriver that you need and just the right size, and not just a screwdriver, it's a Phillips screwdriver, not a flathead, right? You can really optimize your environment and really pull you forward. It creates momentum of speed, of confidence, right? So your physical body, your physical surroundings, you know, where you work, the tools that you have, technology is a big one, right? How to optimize all that. Many of you aren't even thinking about this kind of stuff. You're thinking about, well, when I have the money, and not realizing that maybe you need to put the money up front and you'll make it all. I mean, that's exactly what I do with coaching when I get coaching. You know, I don't, look, I don't want to invest the money in coaching. It's just that if I could save it, if I could figure it out myself, I just know that maybe I could figure it out. It'll just take a lot longer and a lot of frustration, slow me down. Maybe I'll lose confidence along the way. It's worth the investment to me to have another head, an expert in that area, help me figure out things sooner rather than later. That's optimizing your mental environment. You know, that's what I do as I coach you. It's that same thing, right? So optimizing your environment, that's definitely some things that you need to think about. All those different things. Look at your environment as you walk through your day. Your workout clothes. You work out in the morning? Do you have enough clothes, or are you always searching around for clothes in the morning? Maybe to optimize your environment, you need to just invest a few hundred dollars and get a whole new set so they'll be revolving in the laundry more efficiently. You always have a clean set so you aren't fumbling around in the morning. It's tough enough sometimes to get to the gym, right? Boom, it's just you're out the door so you can concentrate on the matter at hand, and that's at the gym, not just finding some clothes every single morning to get there, right? That's a perfect example, right? When you're that type of your clothing, that environment isn't optimized, it makes even doing what you're there for a lot tougher. The tools that you need, the vitamins, the supplements from Mass Machine Nutrition, www.massmachinenutrition.com or whatever, going to the grocery store, having the cooking tools and utensils, right? Maybe a carry-along bag for the nutrition part, right? Optimizing your environment with the right tools. You know, I talked about the environment of technology, how that can help you, right? Getting your car maintained, right? So you don't have to worry about, you got a job interview around town, those type of things. Obviously, the people in your environment play a huge part. Getting the people who can help you propel you forward, get you to think about things in ways that you wouldn't normally think. But at the same time, that's not their job. That's not their job. But you just don't want people who are going to bring you down. It's nice if we have people who can help us. So optimizing your environment along with clarifying your direction, strategizing your action, upgrading your skills. Optimizing your environment is what you're going to need to do to make all this stuff, all this mental toughness conditioning that I talk about in the Morning Connection podcast, to actually make it happen. And tomorrow, Morning Connection podcast number 199, I'm going to tell you the fifth, you know, element, and that's mastering your psychology. All right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Was that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty damn cool? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that goal, that achievement, that emotion, that feeling that you really, really want. That's going to take months, if not years, something huge. So it really is a big driving force, not something you can accomplish in the next couple of weeks. We have those, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about that big, huge house on the hill that may be two houses from now, right? Months, if not years of you stepping up and optimizing your environment and constantly thinking about it and thinking about it more to optimize your environment even more to actually make that happen. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that. What are those results and feelings that you really want? And make sure that you're going for what you really want and not settling for short-term gratification that curbs your hunger for those feelings and emotions, those results that you really want. And what are those results that you really want? All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.